Grace, mercy, and peace be with you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. What a week it's been for Jesus. It all began on Sunday, on Palm Sunday, where Jesus was welcomed into Jerusalem by a large crowd with shouts of Hosanna, with them waving palm branches and welcoming him as a king. Even some of them were shouting, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna." And people even went and they were spreading their cloaks along the road as Jesus was walking on making his way into Jerusalem. He was greeted like a conquering warrior in the Old Testament, like King David was when he entered Jerusalem. And then over the next few days, Jesus went to the temple each day and he taught the people there. And we have one account even where Jesus cleanses the temple. He chases out the money changers and all the people that turn the temple into a marketplace. Now we come to Thursday, to Holy Thursday. It's the day that Jesus wants to gather with his disciples to celebrate the Passover feast one last time. He wants to gather with his disciples to celebrate the Passover, the feast that was talked about in Exodus. That feast that the Israelites celebrate where God fulfilled his promise that he was going to lead them out of the land of slavery and Egypt and into the promised land. And so Jesus wanted to gather with his disciples to celebrate this Passover feast one last time before he'd go to the cross. And this is where our text picks up tonight in the Gospel of John. This is the same night where Jesus institutes Holy Communion, as you heard the words read from 1 Corinthians. But John doesn't include that in his gospel. Instead, he goes in another direction. He gives us this encounter of Jesus washing the disciples' feet. And so John begins chapter 13 by telling us his account. He tells us that Jesus rises from the table and he prepares to wash the disciples' feet. Now, the custom of foot washing was something that was common in Israel, but it was usually done before the meal. It wasn't usually done during the meal. That was something that was out of place. So right then, it should have caught the disciples' attention, like, what is he doing? Like, why is he getting up? Like, but Jesus, he does this. He prepares to wash the disciples' feet. He takes off his outer garment, and he lays it aside. And he takes a towel, and he wraps it around his waist. And he goes, and he pours water into a basin. And one by one, he begins to wash the disciples' feet. And he takes that towel that's wrapped around his waist and he dries the disciples' feet. He goes down the line one by one, washing the disciples' feet. We don't know exactly which order that he washed their feet in, but we know he washed each of them. And scripture doesn't tell us, but you kind of have to wonder, what was the reaction of the disciples while this was going on? Maybe they sat there kind of stunned, like, what's going on? What do we do? What is he doing? Maybe they were confused by what Jesus was doing. We don't have anything in Scripture that tells us what the disciples were thinking or saying. But we do have one response. It comes from Peter. Jesus comes down the line and he comes to Peter. We don't know how far down the line Peter was that Jesus washed his feet. But he comes to Peter and Peter, he asks the question to Jesus, "Why, Lord, do you wash my feet?" I'd like to take that translation tonight and just change it just a little bit for this evening. I'd like it to read, "Why, Lord, do you wash my feet?" I think if we would have been there that night in that upper room, we might have had the same question. Lord, why do you wash my feet? Maybe you're sitting here this evening and you're asking yourself that question of why would Jesus wash his disciples' feet? Maybe you're scratching your head kind of wondering, Why he did this? What was the purpose of this? Now, there are many reasons for why Jesus washed the feet of his disciples. But I would like to give you three reasons why Jesus washed the feet of his disciples. The first one being that Christ washed his disciples' feet that he might show his love for them through this act. Jesus had been with this group of men, these disciples, for 3 years. He called them from different places and different areas in their life and told them to follow him. And they traveled together like a family. And he taught them and he loved them. and they made many, many travels together. John, he begins chapter 13, as it was just read, telling us about this love that Jesus had for the disciples. John writes at the beginning, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. Jesus washing the disciples' feet, it was an act of love. It was an act, a way of showing his love for them, that his love was constant for them, that it would never change. As I said, Jesus loved his disciples during his entire earthly ministry. And he loved them even after most of them, after the event of the upper room, Jesus goes to the Garden of Gethsemane and he's arrested. And Jesus even loves the disciples when many of them are going to flee and abandon him and hide when he's arrested and put to death. This act of washing the disciples' feet, it's a form of being a servant. And it showed how willing Jesus was to go, that nothing was below him, even if that meant that he had to dress like a servant and wash the feet of his followers. This simple act of service, it showed the disciples just how much Jesus loved them and cared for them. The next reason why Jesus washed the disciples' feet was to show an instance of his humility and to set an example. To better understand this, we kind of have to understand a little bit about the culture of foot washing. So foot washing was seen as one of the lowest forms of a job in the culture of the Israelites. This was usually performed by slaves or servants. And this was usually done, as I said, it wasn't usually done during the meal. It was usually done before it. So what would happen was the person would walk to that person's house and their feet would get dirty because they didn't have shoes like we do nowadays. And so to welcome that person into their house, the custom was for that slave or servant to wash the people's feet as a way to greet them. In the case of our gospel reading this evening, there's no slave or servant around for this task. So Jesus just takes it upon himself and he washes the disciples' feet. Let's just stop and think for a moment and think about this really. We have Jesus, the Lord of all, creator of all, and he just willingly takes the form of a slave and he does a job that is far below him. And he does it anyways. And Jesus doesn't do this begrudgingly or, you know, gotta wash my disciples' feet, like you know, half-hearted. He does it with love and with compassion. When he does this, as I said, Jesus even dresses like a servant. He takes off his outer garment, and we don't know why he took it off. Maybe it was to prevent it from getting wet or from getting dirty. And he takes a towel, and he wraps it around his waist like a slave or a servant would. It's interesting the way that John translates this verse, because he doesn't say that Jesus, he takes it off, but he says that he lays aside his outer garment. This kind of foreshadows how Jesus is going to lay aside or lay down his life for his people when he goes to the cross. But John ends this account of Jesus washing the disciples' feet by telling us that he takes up his robe again, just like he's going to take up his life again after his death on the cross. The Apostle Paul, he writes in his letter to the Philippians, he describes Christ's humility for us. Paul writes, having this in mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death on a cross. Here, St. Paul, he is telling us about Christ's humility. He's telling us that it wasn't low enough for Jesus to wash the feet of the disciples. He was willing to go even lower. He was willing to go to the lowest form to give his life for his friends. And he did all this because he loved his disciples and because he loves you and me, and he wants us to be with him forever. There's one last reason I would like to share with you of why Jesus washed the disciples' feet. It was to signify to them the spiritual washing and the cleansing of the body from sin. John tells us that Jesus used water that night in the upper room to wash the disciples' feet. And we use water in holy baptism where our sins are washed away and we are made to be children of God. But it takes more than just water to wash away our sins. Our sins have been embedded into us. They've soiled us. And yet we need more than just water to wash them away. We need the blood of Jesus. That blood that he's going to shed as he goes to the cross to remove our sins. There's an exchange that takes place with Jesus on the cross. He takes our sin, our ugliness, our filthiness upon himself. And we, in exchange, receive his righteousness, his robe of righteousness. We have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. And our sins have been forgiven. And it's all because Jesus' death on the cross. Now, Jesus washed the disciples' feet that night of the Passover. And we don't practice the ritual of foot washing. I think the closest I ever came to this was when I was in college. I attended a Lutheran church. And the pastor had this great idea one Monday, Thursday, that instead of foot washing, we're going to do shoe shining. So people would make their way forward to have their shoes shine. And I remember sitting there, and these people had this look of like, what's going on? What are we going to do? Like, he wants us to do what? I didn't share this with the 9:30 people, but I was not brave enough to go up there and get my shoes shined. It's just something I'm not used to. But I learned from that example that when Vicar gets his first church, I'm not going to do shoe shining on Monday, Thursday. So we don't wash feet. It's not in our custom. But yet we can take away from this reading an understanding of why Jesus washed the disciples' feet. And we can reflect on why he did this, and we can reflect this to others. Jesus, he washed the disciples' feet because he loved them and because he wanted to show them how much he loved them through this simple act. We can do the same by serving others. And sometimes we make the mistake that we think we have to do something major. We have to go far away. We have to do something spectacular to serve another person. But we don't have to. It can be in very simple ways, and even in our small community here in Frankenmuth. Here's one you probably will come across probably maybe this weekend. You're at Kroger, and you have your groceries in your cart, and the person behind you only has a few items. Maybe you could let that person go ahead of you. And it's just that simple way that you're serving that person and you're showing them the love that God has shown to you. Maybe something a little bit more major would be there's a person in your life who's having a tough time. They're facing a rough decision. You're maybe just there as a presence. Maybe you're there to listen. Maybe you're there to offer a word of encouragement. These are just a few of the ways that you can serve someone as Christ has served us. And as we are serving that person, we are reminded that we are to do it with humility. And we're reminded how Christ thought nothing was below him. And he willingly took on the form of a servant and willingly took on the job of washing the disciples' feet. And he didn't do this begrudgingly. He did this with love. And so we need to be reminded when we serve others, we don't need to do it with, well, you know, I guess I better serve that person. Like, we should do it with love and with joy as a way to reflect the love that Jesus has shown to us. There's going to be times in our lives where we fail to serve others. We put ourselves before them. It's our sinful nature. But we can know that God forgives us for those times when we've failed to serve others, that our sins have been washed away in the blood of the Lamb. Jesus has given us this example of serving others, and so we should follow it. There's this great hymn that we sing in church. At the Lamb's high feast we sing. It reminds us that we've not only been washed in the waters of holy baptism, but we've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. The hymn goes, at the Lamb's high feast we sing, praise to our glorious King, who has washed us in the tide, flowing from his pierced side. Alleluia. Amen. Now may the peace of Christ, which surpasses all our understanding, Guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.